Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. The USDA has released a survey which shows a big increase in farmland values and cash rents. Iowa State University livestock economist Lee Schultz says the cropland values increased 19.7%.
And that's the highest that we've seen since 2011 and 2012. When you look at pasture land values, they're up a little over 9%.
Schultz says this is one set of numbers in the overall picture.
You know, I would put this as one data point, you know, among many. When we look at, you know, understanding what farmland values and cash rents are, Iowa State, for example, does surveys of both values and rents. There's the Federal Reserve Bank, and those branches do those. So, you know, I think it's important always to take all the information available. And
he says high commodity prices are one of the big drivers of land values, and as the commodity prices rise, there's competition for that land. The Federal Reserve recently raised interest rates again, and Schultz says that too is going to continue to impact land values along with other factors. A Lamar's man has begun a program which seeks to identify people buried in unmarked graves in Plymouth County. Steve Kolker said the idea for the Last Gift program began with his friend Dave, who had passed away several years previous.
And about 6 years later, I was walking through the cemetery and I tripped and I looked down and there was the funeral marker for Dave. It was one of those metal ones that were left, you know. And so I went to the Knights and I said, God, you guys, do we have a benevolent fund or something we could help Dave out with? I said, or his family, to get a headstone for Dave.
Kolker said someday he'd like to find more of these graves.
I said, well, someday I'm going to put that on my bucket list. I'd like to start something. Well, we were talking about bucket lists one day with a couple of friends of mine, and they said, oh, that's a very interesting project. I said, well, I even got a name for it. I'm going to call it The Last Gift, because it's not only the last gift you would ever get on Earth, as well, it's the most perfect gift, because you give with never expecting anything back.
Members of the Last Gift program seek out unmarked graves in Plymouth County cemeteries. They work to identify the grave and learn about the person buried there. They then purchase and place a headstone and hold a small service for that person. Siouxland Youth for Christ is making presentations to potential partners in Lamar's this month and next. Grace Norquist, the YFC Community Engagement Coordinator, says they're presenting their See the Story program this month and next. That will lead up to an event Monday, November 14 at the Lamar's Senior Center.
So right now we're doing these, what's called a See the Story, for people to literally come and see the story or see what Siouxland Youth for Christ is all about. And so we have quite a few different dates and times available for that. From there, if you are interested in our ministry and want to get more involved, we have that Be the Story event in November, and that is where people can learn even more and see if they would like to continue and partner with us.
The next showing for See the Story is this morning at 8 a.m. at the Youth for Christ Center at 1055 3rd Avenue Southeast in Lamar's. There will be more showings through October. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst was in Storm Lake Monday to present a set of medals to a Buena Vista County veteran who served in World War II. Several of Stanley Peterson's family members are on hand, including his nephew Todd Peterson, who said the presentation is special to Stanley and his entire family. Peterson is an Alta, Iowa native. He was given the Good Conduct Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, and the Honorable Service Lapel Button. The awards are made available through the Buena Vista County Veterans Affairs Office. Stanley joined the Army in 1942 as a corporal. He served until 1946. He was trained as an aircraft engine and armament mechanic. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.